It is now time for the Chatham County Roundup presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere and theirs is right here. Joining me on the phone today as we do a check-in with the Chatham News and Record and the great team they have over there is reporter Lars Dolder. Lars, thanks so much for joining us again here on 97.9 The Hill.
Thank you, Brighton. Glad to be here.
You have been doing a pretty impressive series exploring the water and sewer infrastructure for Chatham County. You've done a couple of editions, but for folks who might have missed it, can you walk through what you've covered so far and really what kind of inspired you to go down this series in the first place?
Yeah, like you said, it's been a deep dive into water and wastewater or sewer infrastructure across Chatham County. Why we wanted to write the series is because the county is in such flux right now, especially in its eastern communities. There's just tremendous development. We all know about Pittsburgh and what's going on there. But even in Siler City and just across the county altogether, there's been lots of change in how the municipalities and the county and even private, some private operators are running water and sewer. And so for Chathamites, who are, of course, paying for these things, it seemed worth it for us to jump in and really get to the bottom of what they can expect in coming years or months sometimes even, and how it will affect each person in their day-to-day.
So some of the stories you've covered are the county's ability to improve capacity. You've also done focuses on Siler City and Pittsburgh itself. What are some of the details that have really stood out to you when you're doing this series?
Yeah, one detail, it's just the most interesting thing. A lot of what inspired us to do this as well is that we've gotten calls to the newspaper from folks who are watching development across the county, and they see the need for capacity and infrastructure expansion. And so they wondered, well, does that mean my taxes are about to skyrocket to pay for all of this? And it's a fair question, but the answer is no. And it was funny in talking with representatives from the different municipalities, Siler City and Pittsburgh, and with folks at the county level, they get that question often themselves. But these things, they're distinct from taxes. Without getting too much into the details, tax money goes into a general fund, and infrastructure is developed from an enterprise fund, which is made up of rate money. So user rates pay for that. So that's been a big discovery that I've emphasized in every article, because I think a lot of readers appreciate hearing that distinction. Taxes will not go up as we see development across the county. But the follow-up question naturally then is, well, okay, if my rates pay for it, will those go up? And the answer to that, most of the time, is still no. So it's good news for most Chathamites that even as they watch their towns and their county grow, it's not going to adversely affect them and their own funds.
And you also mentioned the private option too. The most recent addition, I believe, is one where you're talking about different private solutions that are out there. Can you explain a little bit more about that?
Yes. So water is covered across the county by different government entities. Within municipalities and their jurisdictions, the towns themselves supply water. Elsewhere, it comes from the county or via the county through arrangements they might have, say with Sanford in the southern parts of the county or Cary even. Wastewater, though, is a different story. The municipalities, they cover it for their jurisdictions again. But outside of that, in unincorporated land, it's covered by private operators, private companies. And that's caused a lot of heartache in recent years. In some communities, most notably Briar Chapel in northeastern Chatham, has had much difficulty with their wastewater treatment system. They've had sewage smells, which have bothered residents. They've had some leakage, in fact, which is naturally upsetting. And so there have been calls for some years now by residents in those areas for the government to intercede, to come in and either take over operations or more common it's heard that they want a regional plant built under Chatham County's authority to supply or take care of those areas. And so in the most recent article, we did a dive into that. And unfortunately, while the calls make sense, really the answer from the county is it can't happen. it's implausible just financially. Things wouldn't add up, and even it would exceed the authority of the government to come through and take over what has been a private operation for so long.
It is definitely a complicated issue, but you do a good job of breaking it down for those who have not yet caught the series or want to make sure they've gotten all of the articles in it. Just head to chathamnewsrecord.com and look for those with the headline Testing the Waters. That is the name of Lars Dolder's series, who we are speaking with here. Lars, another story that was posted by you, I think it was in the last week or so, and we shared on Chapelboro, got a lot of attention over the weekend. People have been really interested in the development in downtown Pittsburgh as the new SoCo development is looking to open up. And you did a good piece talking with the person behind that about how that dynamic is going to try and balance out, as you've got Chatham Park that's being built and this, you know, brand new area that's going to have all these different entertainment options, and this guy who is looking to build SoCo to kind of help out downtown Pittsburgh a little bit more. It's a good story that I'm hoping you can share some more details on, but really has that features that interesting dynamic that we're seeing in Chatham County right now, which is preparation for Chatham Park while also trying to, you know, expand businesses and help downtowns.
Yeah, exactly. That dynamic is at the heart of the story. You're right. Greg Stafford is that gentleman who's developing SoCo, which stands for south of the courthouse there, which is prominent, of course, in downtown Pittsburgh. And so what his objective is really, and he talks about it in that article when I spoke with him, was Chatham Park is developing so aggressively. I mean, it's this massive undertaking, and it's really changing the nature of Pittsburgh. And so some, like him, who have lived there for many years, they fear that the downtown area will lose some of its appeal and businesses might suffer. And so he took it upon himself to start some development there in downtown itself, to update and modify and bring up to the same standard that Chatham Park is going to have downtown area, to add new nightlife options, new retail, new dining as well, which will add to and amplify what's already there. And so hopefully, even as Chatham Park continues its development and the Mosaic development, which is part of that, where most of the retail and entertainment will be housed, won't totally divert attention away from the historic downtown.
Once again, we're speaking with Lars Dolder of the Chatham News and Record, chathamnewsrecord.com, the website to go to for all the stories we've been talking about and a whole lot more, including Lars, a new column that you have, I believe, since launched, since maybe either the last time we talked or certainly within the last few months or so. This is pretty exciting that you're able to kind of step outside of the world of reporting and just kind of share your thoughts on some topics that, you know, still relate to Chatham County and still relate to the community, even if it's not necessarily community news.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And you're right. It's either started maybe since we talked last or shortly before, but my new column, Enterprising Chatham, it's called, and it's a business column, stepping out, like you said, from what is directly Chatham related, but looking for bigger picture news, even international news sometimes, but how it relates to Chatham lives. The one that's coming out this week, it hasn't been published yet, is going to talk about the Suez Canal disaster out there in Egypt. Obviously, it's not directly Chatham related, but it's interesting to look at those big stories and see, what does it mean for us in Chatham County, if anything at all? So that's really my objective with the column. It's been a good time. And to any listeners out there with business ideas, I encourage them, please, to reach out to me with business topics, anything of interest. Shoot me an email or give me a call, and I'd love to hear about it.
Yep. Hey, you can find his contact information by going to chathamnewsrecord.com. Lars, we got up again, wrapping up the conversation. Anything else you want to preview for our listeners out there? What can they expect in either this week's paper or upcoming editions?
Yeah. Coming up, I'm doing a follow-up story on a homelessness piece, which I did a few weeks ago, which I think garnered quite a bit of interest across Chatham County. Following this pandemic, of course, many have come upon hard times and some have even become homeless. And so we did a story on that not long ago. But since then, we've discovered some new insights And so in next week's edition, look out for a story that'll do a bit more in-depth study of what homelessness is like across Chatham County, what folks can do to assist, and then what some are already doing, some new organizations that are coming out really to help those who are disadvantaged.
I'll be sure to check your newspaper stands in Chatham County later on this week, and you can find their stories by going to chathamnewsrecord.com as well. Lars Dolder, thanks so much for stopping by and sharing us with all these updates on the Chatham County Roundup. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Brighton. It was a pleasure.
Once again, Chatham County Roundup, as always, made possible by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere, and theirs is right here. You can find them online at weaverstreetrealty.com.